Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the May 23rd, 2006 Board of Aldermen public hearing. Before we have our first public hearing, we'd like to just mention that this week, tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. at Carrboro Elementary School, we'll be having our second workshop and community input session on developing Carrboro's new economic development plan. Thank you. The workshop is entitled Creative Carrboro, the Arts and Creativity as Economic Drivers. That's going to be tomorrow night, Wednesday, May 24th at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Carrboro Elementary School. If you can't be there at 6:30, please still come. I think there's opportunity to participate. So we look forward to, I will be there. And I heard that from Alderman Gist and Alderman Haven O'Donnell and perhaps some of the other members of the board were there.
Alex.
That Alex Zaffron was there.
Joel was there.
And Joel was there. That that the first workshop, Creating Carrboro's Economic Future, on this past Saturday was a really big success, a very interesting discussion. So we look forward to having as many of you as possible participate tomorrow night, Wednesday, May 24th at 6:30 p.m. at Carrboro Elementary School. Creative Carrboro, the Arts and Creativity as Economic Drivers. Our first and only public hearing on the agenda tonight is a public hearing on the fiscal year 2006-2007 manager's recommended budget. Mr. Manager, do you have any further introduction? He's not raising the taxes.
He's not.
Not proposing to raise the taxes.
I never have.
He tends not to.
Good record.
Do that. If not, we have Chad Johnston signed up to speak. Chad, could you approach the podium over here?
Thank you all. I hate to hold up a budget meeting for crying out loud, but my name is Chad Johnston. I'm the executive director of the People's Channel, which is the public access nonprofit channel for Chapel Hill, and now we serve all of Orange County. I've been here, it'll be 2 years in July as the director there, and the question that I hear most often from our members and people that watch the People's Channel is, why aren't you in Carrboro? And it's sort of been a long process to figure out exactly why we're not in Carrboro. I went through some of the history with some of my longer-term board members, and I guess the sticking point was, you know, we have an agreement with Chapel Hill to manage this public resource, and part of that agreement is we can enter into a contract with another municipality without receiving a fee that's commensurate to what we receive from Chapel Hill cable subscribers. It's a pass-through fee on the cable bill through the cable franchise. I guess several years ago the board approached Carrboro with this question and took the same fee. At that time it was 69 cents and said, let's get this money from Carrboro cable subscribers at the same rate, which would have come out of the franchise fees, I think, at that time. That was a lot of money. That money was being used for potholes, et cetera, et cetera. So a while back I came up with some figures. Carrboro and Chapel Hill are very different, and came up with an annual figure of 19 or 20,000, something like that. The People's Channel would really love to serve Carrboro. We've started doing courses at the Art Center. We'd really love to be in the community. So it may be a little late in this process, but at least to plant the seed, to say that I think there are some reasonable values that we could look at as far as what we do and how we serve folks already, and how we might be able to serve them better is maybe pulling something from the franchise fees or some other way to get us into Carrboro. So I forwarded that to Mark, and I can get those figures to all of you all. And if it doesn't work out this year, maybe we can work through it next year.
Can you just send it to the staff and then they sort of give us a response?
Sure.
That would seem to be more appropriate process.
If I got it to you or if I only got it to Mark last time. So.
Okay.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Jim.
Yep.
Dad's the only person I have signed up. Are there other folks here who would like to speak on the budget? Anybody know any good jokes?
That we can tell?
It'll be a quick meeting.
You can propose the text here, please.
Move the public hearing be closed.
Second. All those in favor of closing our public hearing on the manager's recommended budget
aye.
For fiscal year 2006-2007, signify by saying aye. Matter passed unanimously.
Move we adjourn.
Second.
It's been properly moved and seconded that we adjourn.
This is the right time.
What? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Hey, last week somebody told us
matter passed unanimously
about Milltown Restaurant.
I think that is 8 minutes.
That was really great.